joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
我们现在低头祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你再有这样的时间可以与这些听众交往。主啊，求你的灵进到每一位听众的心，不但是帮助他们可以懂这个英文的意思，更是求主让他们知道这是主的真理，求主的灵感动他们的心，使他们愿意接受主的福音。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn to lesson 71.
现在请翻到第71课。
Lesson number 71.
第71课。
The subject of lesson 71 is the home.
第71课的题目是家庭。
The home is the basis of society.
家庭可以说是社会的基础。
Social progress and national prosperity depend a lot on home influences.
社会的进步和这国家的繁荣大部分都是在乎家庭所发出的影响。
If the family unit is strong,
如果家庭的单位是很坚强的，
then the nation will be strong.
这样国家就会强盛。
God has blessed China with a long history.
上帝赐福给中国，使它有一个很悠久的历史。
I believe one reason is her stress on filial piety.
我相信有一个理由，就是因为中国注重孝道。
The fifth commandment of the Decalogue.
十条诫命里头的第五条。
As the Decalogue is the Ten Commandments, contains a promise as well as a command.
第五条诫命不单是一个命令，也是一个应许。
Honor thy father and thy mother.
当孝敬父母。
That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
使你的日子在耶和华你上帝所赐你的地上得以长久。
Exodus 20:12.
出埃及记二十章十二节。
When God created man on this earth,
当上帝在这世上造人的时候
He said,
他说
It is not good that the man should be alone.
那人独居不好。
I will make him a helper fit for him.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Genesis 2:18.
创世纪第二章十八节。
So God created a companion for the first man.
于是上帝为这第一个人就造了一个配偶。
And God further said,
上帝还说,
Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother,
因此人要离开父母,
and cleaves to his wife,
与妻子联合,
and they become one flesh.
二人成为一体。
Children are in God's plan for every home.
孩子也是包括在上帝对每一个家庭的计划里头。
For he commanded the first pair,
因为他曾经吩咐那第一对夫妻说,
Be fruitful and multiply,
要生养众多,
and replenish the earth,
遍满地面。
Genesis 1:28,
创世纪第一章二十八节。
God made every provision for man to have a happy home,
上帝已经做了各样的准备使人有一个快乐的家庭。
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里头,
surrounded by every beautiful plant and animal,
在那些美丽的植物和动物的环绕之下,
Adam and Eve were ever reminded of God's love and care.
这些事情经常地向亚当和夏娃提醒上帝的慈爱和眷顾。
With pleasant outdoor labor,In the climate of eternal spring,
在那种永远是春天的气候之下，那种令人愉快的户外 工作之中。
They enjoyed perfect health.
他们有完全的健康。
And abundance of nourishing food.
也享受许多有营养的食物。
Face to face, they communed with God each day.
每天他们都可以面对面的与上帝交往。
Growing more like Him.
他们越来越像他。
All was perfect peace.
一切都是完全和平的。
Harmony.
协和。
And love.
充满了爱。
Then sin entered.
然后罪恶就进入了。
And this perfect state was changed.
这种完全的情形就改变了。
Satan has always endeavored to destroy every good thing instituted by God.
撒旦一直在致力要将上帝所设立的好的东西要破坏。
The home is no exception.
家庭也不例外。
All nature and every creature,
一切的自然界，一切的生物，
as well as man,
连人都在内，
has suffered from sin's degrading effects.
就因为罪那使人败坏的影响而受苦。
The nearer we come to the end of time,
我们越靠近这末后的时候，
the more we see the family structure being torn down.
就可以看见那种家庭的组织被破坏的情形。
Not long ago,
在不久以前，
I read
about
a wealthy businessman.
有一个很有钱的商人，
suing for a divorce.
他在诉讼要请求离婚。
In a large city of the Middle East.
他是在中东的一个大城里头。
He got his divorce easily.
他很容易的就离婚了。
But he also wanted custody of their four-year-old child.
但是他也要得到他们那个四岁孩子的监护权。
The man claimed that his newly divorced wife was not fit to be a mother.
这个人说他那新离婚的妻子是不配做母亲的。
Why, she's been married 24 times.
他提出理由来说是，他已经结婚了24回了。
Yes, the husband submitted as a reason.
这个丈夫就提出这件事情作为理由。
To this, the woman retorted.
那么这个妇人就反唇相讥说，
Do you think he is any more qualified to be a father?
你想他更配做父亲吗？
He has been married 33 times.
他已经结了33次的婚了。
In some countries,
在有些国家里头，
divorce has become very common.
离婚的事情成为很普遍。
Even to one divorce in three or four marriages.
甚至有三对或者四对结婚就有一对离婚的。
It is no longer hard to get a divorce.
要离婚再也不是一件很困难的事情。
Incompatibility, lack of interest.
或者是意气不投，缺乏兴趣。
Or mental cruelty.
精神的虐待。
Can be sufficient reason in some courts.
在有些法庭里头，这些都被认为是足够的理由。
In other nations, homes are torn apart.
在有些的国家里面就拆毁家庭，
in order to advance the cause of the state，
为的是要进行国家的工作。
We see in the breakdown of the family structure，
我们可以看出来这种家庭组织的破坏，
a definite fulfillment of the prophecy in 2 Timothy 3:1 to 5，
是很肯定的应验了，很确实的应验了提摩太后书3:1-5的预言。
In the last days perilous times shall come，
末世必有危险的日子来到。
For men shall be,
因为那时的人要
unthankful,
忘恩负义，
unholy,
心不圣洁，
without natural affection,
无亲情，
truce breakers,
不解怨。
The Bible teaches that marriage is a sacred institution.
圣经教训我们说，婚姻乃是一种神圣的制度。
Let marriage be held in honor among all.
婚姻人人都当尊重。
Hebrews 13:4.
希伯来书13:4.
There is only one Bible ground for divorce.
离婚在圣经里面只提到一种根据，一种可作为离婚的理由的根据。
When Jesus was asked about this matter,
当人向耶稣问起这件事的时候，
He said,
他就说，
Have you not read?That he who made them from the beginning made them male and female.
那起初造人的是造男造女。
And said,
并且说
For this reason,
因此
a man shall leave his father and mother,
人要离开父母
and be joined to his wife,
与妻子联合
and the two shall become one,
二人成为一体
so they are no longer two but one.
这经你们没有读过吗？既然如此，夫妻就不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。
What therefore God has joined together,
所以上帝配合的
let no man put asunder.
人不可以分开。
I say to you,
我告诉你们
whoever divorces his wife,
凡休妻另娶的
except for unchastity,
也不是为淫乱的缘故
and marries another, commits adultery.
他就是犯奸淫了。
Matthew 19:4-6 and 9
这是马太十九章四至六节还有九节
Men and women are wedded for life.
男女结婚是终身的事情。
Marriage should be entered upon by mature men and women.
婚姻应该是由成熟的男女慎来着手的。
After careful consideration of each other's personalities and characters.
他必须要事先慎重地考虑对方的人格和个性。
The home should be founded upon and nourished by unselfish love for each other.
家庭应该以互相不自私的爱情来建立，来培养。
Reverence for God in the home
在家庭中对上帝的尊敬
is a great unifying bond.
是一种伟大的合一的联系物。
We cannot but bemoan the looseness of morals today.
我们在今天不得不为这种对婚姻誓约的不忠实的情形表示惋惜。
Yeah, looseness of morals as manifested in unfaithfulness to the marriage vow.
这种对婚姻誓约的不忠实，这种情形表明道德的放任。
Not a few men are carrying on illicit relationships with other women,
不少的男人和别的女人有不正当的关系,
thus deceiving their wives.
这样就是欺骗了他们自己的妻子。
By so doing, they injure themselves.
他们这样做也就害了他们自己。
Their innocent wives,
他们无辜的妻子。
Their children,
他们的孩子。
Their nation,
他们的国家。
And their God,
还有他们的上帝。
A Christian home,is a community in a community should be a model for others to imitate.
基督徒的家庭在社会里头应当成为其他的人学习的一种模范。
Let us determine to restore the home to its rightful place of importance.
让我们要决心恢复我们的家庭应当有的重要地位。
Making it a bulwark against the evils of society.
使它成为抵挡社会罪恶的一种保障。
In our homes, let us build boys and girls into morally strong men and women.
在我们的家庭里头，我们应当培养我们的男女孩子们，使他们成为道德坚强的人。
To be leaders in their communities and in their countries.
使他们在社会和国家里头成为领袖。
We have 18 vocabulary words to lesson 71.
第71课一共有18个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Filial piety.
孝道。
Filial piety. Two. Decalogue.
十条诫命。
Decalogue. Three.Cleaves
依恋或者是联合
Cleaves For Provision
预备
Provision Five Communed
交谈
Communed Six Endeavored
尽力
Endeavored. Seven. Structure.
结构
Structure. Eight. Suing.
诉讼
Suing. Nine. Divorce.
离婚
Divorce. 10. Custody.
监护权。
Custody. 11. Submitted.
提出。
Submitted. 12. Retorted.
反唇相讥。
Retorted. 13. Incompatibility.
意气不投。
Incompatibility. 14. Sufficient.
足够的。
Sufficient. 15. Bond.
联系物。
Bond. 16. Bemoan.
惋惜。
Bemoan. 17. Illicit.
不正常的。
Illicit. 18. Bulwark.
保障。
Bulwark. Let us read this lesson over in English.
把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 71 on the home.
第71课家庭。
The home is the basis of society. Social progress and national prosperity depend a lot on home influences. If the family unit is strong, then the nation will be strong. God has blessed China with a long history. I believe one reason is her stress on filial piety. The fifth commandment of the Decalogue contains a promise as well as a command. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20:12. When God created man on this earth, he said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. So God created a companion for the first man. And God further said, Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother, and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Children are in God's plan for every home. For he commanded the first pair, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Genesis 1:28. God made every provision for man to have a happy home. In the Garden of Eden, surrounded by every beautiful plant and animal, Adam and Eve were ever reminded of God's love and care. With pleasant outdoor labor, in the climate of eternal spring, they enjoyed perfect health and abundance of nourishing food. Face to face they communed with God each day, growing more like Him. All was perfect peace, harmony, and love. Then sin entered, and this perfect state was changed. Satan has always endeavored to destroy every good thing instituted by God. The home is no exception. All nature and every creature, as well as man, has suffered from sin's degrading effects. The nearer we come to the end of time, the more we see the family structure being torn down. Not long ago, I read about a wealthy businessman suing for a divorce in a large city in the Middle East. He got his divorce easily, but he also wanted custody of their 4-year-old child. The man claimed that his newly divorced wife was not fit to be a mother. Why, she has been married 24 times, the husband submitted as reason. To this the woman retorted, Do you think he is any more qualified to be a father? He has been married 33 times. In some countries, divorce has become very common, even to one divorce in three or four marriages. It is no longer hard to get a divorce. Incompatibility, lack of interest, or mental cruelty can be sufficient reason in some courts. In other nations, homes are torn apart in order to advance the cause of the state. We see in the breakdown of the family structure a definite fulfillment of the prophecy in 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers. The Bible teaches that marriage is a sacred institution. Let marriage be held in honor among all. There is only one Bible ground for divorce. When Jesus was asked about this matter, he said, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one?' So they are no longer two, but one. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for unchastity, and marries another, commits adultery. Men and women are wedded for life. Marriage should be entered upon by mature men and women after careful consideration of each other's personalities and characters. The home should be founded upon and nourished by unselfish love for each other. Reverence for God in the home is a great unifying bond. We cannot but bemoan the looseness of morals today, as manifested in unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. Not a few men are carrying on illicit relationships with other women, thus deceiving their wives. By so doing, they injure themselves, their innocent wives, their children, their nation, and their God. A Christian home in a community should be a model for others to imitate. Let us determine to restore the home to its rightful place of importance, making it a bulwark against the evils of society. In our homes, let us build boys and girls into morally strong men and women to be leaders in their communities and in their countries. Dear friend, I do not know the condition in your home today.
朋友, 我不晓得今天你的家庭的情形是怎么样。
I hope you are living in a happy home.
我希望你是处在一个快乐的家庭里头。
But perhaps in some of your homes there is not harmony and peace.
但是在有些家庭里头可能没有和谐和平安。
You should not become discouraged with the situation in your home.
你不要因为家庭这种情形而灰心。
Because the one who founded the home can help to repair the home.
因为那位建立家庭的，他也可以修理或者是改造这个家庭。
You can bring your family problems to Christ.
应该将你家庭的难题 带到基督那个地方,
He loves each member of your family.
他爱你家里面的每一个人,
and if his love fills the heart of each individual in your home,
如果他的爱充满了你家中每一个人的心,
it will help you to put away all differences,
就会把一切的意见,不同的意见把它除去了,
and bring you into mutual fellowship and love.
就会使你们相互的敬爱。
If you need prayer for your home or any members of your home, please send a letter to us.
如果你愿意让我们替你的家庭或者你家里面的人代求，请给我们写信。
And we will do all in our power to help you to to have a happy home.
我们要尽我们所能的来帮助你，使你有个快乐的家庭。
May God bless you and each member of your home is our prayer.
愿上帝赐福给你和你家中的人。